It's all over here in Parnell Park. It isn't to be for the Donegal and the Ulster champions Downings. They've been defeated today by Mung Ratside from Limerick. 12 points to 4. Disappointment for the Dunav and the Downings ladies, Maureen.
Yeah, so disappointing, you know, like, and they will be devastated. Like, I can only relate it to the year 2010 when we had a All-Ireland semi-final at home in the senior, and we lost out to the Cork side. And I remember we were so devastated after. You know, you couldn't actually put it into words. It was nearly like one of the worst things that has ever happened to us as a team, but actually one of the best things as well, because what it did was drive us on even more. So, you know, like, look back at the year that Downies have just had. They're going into the Intermediate Championship next year, and Donegal, certainly a team for contention of the Intermediate Championship. And, like, look at all the experience that those girls have done. What, apart from the experience on the field, what has bonded them as a group of players, Warwick?
Yeah, and the Downings Parish as well, you know, it's come alive. Huge.
Yeah, like, there's, like, next year now, like, look at all the supporters here, and I heard them cheering for Downies at the end when Downies have lost this game.
Yeah.
You know, they were chanting. I mean, and they're proud of every one of those girls out there, because they've given them purpose this year. You know, they've been getting a lot of support. There's been great buzz around Downies in the community, and that there will stay, and stay with them next year. And what it does is it brings all them supporters out to support them next year again on the road, because.
Looking at this Downing side, yeah, you get beaten in All-Ireland Junior Final, you hold your head high, you look at the players that they have, you know, and the age group and the age status that they have, Maureen, they're going nowhere.
Absolutely, there's very few of those that are hanging on there or maybe thinking of retiring, and you know they're going to be looking forward to next year and going into that Intermediate Championship. As you say, they're 15, 16 year olds there. I was asking Barney about the age profile of the team, and he said apart from just a few of the older members, you know, maybe late 30s, a little bit older, there's only maybe one or two, a handful of those, as you said, the rest are minors and you know, maybe in the 20 to 30 category. So they're going nowhere, Park. They're going to be there for a while.
And losing your best player too, Maureen, or one of your best players as well, at a crucial stage in the championship. You know, disappointment there in that regard as well.
Definitely. I mean, Park, I spoke about Avian O'Connell. She was phenomenal against Erua. And I mean, do you know the most unluckiest thing was that the referee had played maybe 2 or 3 minutes extra that day down in Downings, and I was wondering to myself, where was the time coming from? Literally the last minute of time, I think there was like 64 minutes on the clock, and she got picked up an injury, that ACL injury. Had he blown up a wee bit more, maybe Avian O'Connell would be out there today. Do you know, but like, what does that do? Like, they powered on and possibly played for Avian O'Connell. And look, Avian O'Connell have a chance to come back into it after injury this year, but massive loss to the team as well. And certainly would have had a
massive difference today as well.
She would have had a huge influence out in the field there today.
But you've got to look at the journey, Maureen. And suppose when you look at the journey, you don't collect silverware at the end of it, but you look at the journey, the performances, the 1-point victories, the performances throughout the day, coming into an All-Ireland final, and that's the one thing that we were speaking about going down the road in the car, is about managing the nerves, the expectation and everything else. Those are the uncontrollables, and getting settled in the first half. You know better than anybody else that a game, an All-Ireland final game, is a different match than any other.
It's the biggest of all games that you play in your life. Like, that 60 minutes out there, how much work and preparation goes into that? They may never get here again. You know, they may be, as they say in Popland, a one-hit wonder, Porrick, but that's the reality. It takes so much work, so much effort, and everything to click into position. As you say, the factors out there today, like taking into consideration the nerves on a massive stage in front of so many people, they'll never probably play in front of this kind of crowd again. Then you had the wind to contend to. Like, at this time of year, as they say, we're in the heart of winter. Flus, bugs, viruses, we don't know what people are picking up, we don't know what their energy levels are, fighting against all those factors. So out there on a game in a day like that, in those 60 minutes, you know, everything sort of has to go right, and you need a bit of rub of the green too.
Yeah, coming back to that penalty, Miss Maureen, suppose that, I think it was on the fifth, there's 5 minutes left in the game, if that goal would have went in, God only knows what would have happened, because we know the way ladies football can just open up. And suppose Denise Doherty hit the penalty as nice as you possibly could, yeah. But it just veered out to the right.
And look, Denise will be known, she's a soccer player as well. So, you know, a penalty is a perfect opportunity for her to get a score. And look, Avat, as you say, 5 minutes ago, there were 4 points on the clock, 4 points to 12. That would have been 7 points to 12. And the crowd would have been a huge roar from the crowd. Yeah. There would have been momentum in behind that. And you just don't know, because they did have a few opportunities after that as well. Would have changed things a little bit.
Coming back to Mungret, suppose today, that performance by a number of their key players. Downing's didn't register score in the second half, but Mungret did with the breeze. Had a strong breeze in the second half. It was 4 points to six, and they registered another 6 points in that second half. Granier McKenna, a man, scored two. You had Jane Casey, you'd also Aoife Morrissey getting on the scoreline in that second half. And Will, they really made use of the breeze, Maureen.
They did. As I say, they went in 2 points up at half time, and that really stood to them. They come out and they worked hard in the first half to try and get scores on the board. And then, you know, look, if I was sitting in the dressing room at half time, I'd be saying to myself, look, we're going out here and we've a big breeze behind us. You know, all we've got to do is get the ball early. And from get go, they were getting the ball in long early and they were getting scores on the board. Like, look, where there was their shooting up to date. Like, I mean, they had eight wides out there this afternoon as well. Like, add that to their 12 whatever points, you know, you're up at 20 points. But they were Downing's did relatively well in terms of their defence, but they were strong, they were physical, Park, and they were very, very good at taking the shots.
And looking at the players that they brought off the bench as well, Fiona Morrissey was named at number 11 but didn't start. She came in and she made a huge difference in that second half. Fiona Morrissey came on as well. Was named to start but didn't start. So there was Niamh O'Keefe, I should say, sorry, came on as well. So, you know, whenever the legs were getting a wee bit tired, or bringing on quality, you know, give Mungret that little bit more in the second half.
Yeah, and it's funny you should say that, because, like, look, there's been a lot of controversy over panels and big panels in the last number of years, but because the game has got so demanding in terms of fitness and it has gone to another level, you really need to rely on your panel of players. So imagine bringing a big hitter off the line with maybe 20 minutes to go in the second half and them adding even more quality, knowing that you have that player to come off the play. Like, as I say, Fiona Morrissey come in there, I thought she was outstanding. I didn't see any reason why she should have been on the bench at the get-go. So, you know, like, look, imagine now if you had Eamon O'Connell to bring onto that Downing side there with 20 minutes to go, and what a boost. So I think it's just as important, if you have key strategies, to maybe take, that's a good tactic, to take a good decent player on.
Yeah, we're just battling with the Uachtaráin of the LGFA. Donegal man, Micheál Nochtain, you know Micheál well, how he would have loved to be given an All-Ireland junior title to the Downing's captain, Sinéad McBride, today, but it wasn't to be, Maureen. Disappointment for Downing's. Their journey comes to an end here without silverware, but unfortunately.
Yeah, listen, disappointment. I would say their biggest disappointment this evening, Park, will be the fact that they didn't score in the second half. But, you know, if you weren't watching it or didn't see it streamed or whatever, you're not here the day of the game, they certainly did fight hard, Park, you know. So credit to all of the people who travelled up here, the families, the supporters, on this really, really good equation. Look, there are two teams out there. One team has to win, Park. There always has to be a loser.
It's all over here in Parnell Park in Dublin. Disappointment for our Donegal listeners and for Downing's. It's Mungret who have won the All-Ireland Junior title. 4 points to 12 it's ended here. We're going to get after-match reaction and get a talk to the Downing's management. And, well, on a difficult afternoon for them, but they can hold their head high. It's all over here, Kieran, in Parnell Park. It has ended. Defeat for Downing's, the Donegal and Ulster champions. 12 points for Mungret, 4 points for Downing's. And from myself, Corey Kilfordy, and from my co-commentator, Maureen O'Donnell, we will hand back to you in the studio.